I would like to present a simple clinical observation that may be relevant to everyday primary care practice. Can a simple postural assessment help identify obstructive sleep apnea? As shown in the context section of the poster, obstructive sleep apnea is common but remains substantially underdiagnosed. Primary care physicians therefore need simple clinical clues that can help identify patients who may require further evaluation. Our hypothesis was that forward head posture could be associated with the severity of obstructive sleep apnea. To explore this question, we analyzed 660 sleep recordings obtained in patients referred for suspected sleep apnea. The postural parameter we used was called DIV. As illustrated in the method section, DIV corresponds to the horizontal distance between a vertical reference line and the inion while the patient is standing. A larger DIV reflects greater forward projection of the head. We then compared this simple postural measurement with standard sleep apnea indices. The first important result is shown in Figure 1. We observed a significant positive relationship between DIV and the apnea-hypopnea index. Patients with greater forward head posture tended to present more severe sleep apnea. Figure 3 illustrates the same finding from another perspective. As DIV categories increased, the median AHI progressively increased as well, suggesting a dose-response relationship between forward head posture and sleep apnea severity. A second interesting finding appears in Figure 2. Forward head posture was also associated with the oxygen desaturation index. This suggests that postural alterations may be related not only to the number of respiratory events, but also to their physiological consequences in terms of oxygenation. Figure 4 shows the ROC analysis. Although posture assessment is obviously not a diagnostic test for sleep apnea, the discriminative performance was sufficient to suggest potential usefulness as a screening clue during routine consultation. What does this mean for primary care? First, postural assessment is simple, it is rapid, it is inexpensive, and it can be performed immediately during a routine consultation without specialized equipment. Second, posture is something that both physicians and patients can easily observe and discuss. This may facilitate patient engagement in broader management strategies involving physical activity, rehabilitation, weight management, and lifestyle interventions. Of course, posture alone cannot diagnose obstructive sleep apnea. However, our results suggest that forward head posture may represent an additional clinical clue that can improve suspicion of sleep apnea in everyday practice. In conclusion, simple postural observation appears associated with OSA severity and may contribute to earlier identification of patients who require further sleep evaluation.